This is WBCR. This is the Brooklyn Culture Jam. Thanks for joining us. And we'll have a musical interlude just in a moment. And we have a good show lined up for you. Welcome back to the Brooklyn Culture Jam. This is your host, Dan Kinch. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful Thursday evening here in Brooklyn, where the temperatures are nice and finally spring-like. This is going to be an interesting show. It's a show being done in replacement. I need to explain that a little bit. Those of you who are paying attention to the newspapers know that yesterday, the NASA Goddard Space Center, actually, which has also been doing climate change prediction, came out to say that we have now reached 400 parts per million of carbon dioxide. Now, this had happened before. However, the month of April, 400 parts per million of carbon for the entire month. So 400 is the new normal. Say goodbye to 350.org, at least to their slogan, because if you trust the climate scientists who have been talking about this, once we reach a certain level of carbon, such as 400 parts per million, we're going to be there for several hundred years, perhaps a thousand. And the last time that this planet had 400 parts per million of carbon, sea levels were 25 meters higher than they are now. That's 79 feet if you are an American. And land temperatures were 3 to 3.5 degrees C higher average than they are now. Now, that specifically is a problem because the scientists we've spoken to here and on Sex and Politics are telling us that past 3 degrees centigrade, we don't have habitat. It's not a matter of going inside and turning on the air conditioner. The things that we rely on for our food and even for our oxygen are going to not be there for us. And furthermore, no one who is good at the science business is telling us that we can shrink that 400 parts per million anytime soon. Absent some amazing technology breakthrough, we are stuck with that temperature for centuries. And what my show was going to be about tonight was the fact that this news about 400 parts per million of carbon dioxide to be specific, is being couched as if this is not a meaningful number. I mean, we're being told how important it is, but we're not being told how important it is, and we're not being told... Well, they're using the term climate change, and there's an interesting history most of us don't know about with regard to that phrase. And I want to get into that tonight. Meanwhile, you know what? People can actually call the station and argue with me if you want. The number here is 718-951-4444. And we can pick up the phone. If you have an argument to pick about climate change, we can certainly try to accommodate you. But in the meantime, I want to have someone address this who probably knows more about it, addressing this sort of thing, than anybody. And it's a song from somebody I'm a fan of, Mr. Jimmy Buffett, A Whole Lot to Drink About.
Up on the east side of Manhattan, they're still dancing with the stars. While over in subprime city, it's hitting ugly in the local bar. Watching the news only gives me the blues. There's too much going wrong. It takes the likes of me to hit the reboot key and write a high-speed drinking song. Millionaires losing everything. Hey, welcome to the other side of life. There goes the yacht, there goes the Rolls, but you get to keep your wife. Don't forget those automakers swimming upstream like a trout. They let the shit hit the fan, then they made a plan. We got a lot to drink about. It's the price of oil, the war of the spoils. Here's your bucket for the big bailout. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, we got a lot to drink about. Hey! Now Madoff with all his money. Now his clients are down to skunk weed. Repeat after me, it's so easy to see, we're only talking simple greed. And those Somalian pirates are on the news, while Bush and Cheney ain't around. And all the good lookers seem to be Russian hookers from the bamboo bar to Camden Town. With the price of oil, the war of the spoils, here's your bucket. Loudmouth soup, it gets me kind of looped. Tequila, of course I'll have some. Now the family devalues as little children count their net worth. And the truth wherever it's hiding can't be found on Google Earth. AIG won't give us back our money. I want to flog them with the buggy whip. And so Barack and Joe don't let this volcano blow. We need to patch our sinking ship. With the price of oil, the war of the spoil. Here's your bucket for the big bailout. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, we got a lot to drink about. Recession, aggression, depression, good God, CNN keeps bumming me out. I can't take another doomsday minute, got a lot to drink, a lot to think, a lot to drink about.
And that was the great Jimmy Buffett from 2009, a great song called A Lot to Drink About. Gosh knows we have a lot to do today. This is Dan Kinch. I am host and producer of Brooklyn Culture Jam. And I'm here alone tonight. Apparently nobody loves me. That's not true. But I wanted to talk today about an article that appeared in multiple sources, which I alluded to before, which is from NASA's research arm looking at climate change, and they're talking about a permanent state of 400 plus parts per million of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. And again, as I explained in the earlier segment, we haven't been at 400 parts per million when there were human beings on the planet. That's a rather interesting phenomenon, but no, 800,000 years was the last time that we reached that point, and hominid forces that we might be related to but weren't actually considered human weren't around back then. So we're in a new zone. Now, one of the things that is being mentioned is the fact that 400 parts per million in previous epochs has equaled temperatures of upwards of 3 degrees C higher than we have of baseline. And baseline temperatures for the Earth are based on before the Industrial Revolution. So we've been above baseline ever since we began burning oil and coal at scale, ever since we crossed the Rubicon of 1 billion human beings. Now, we have this phrase, climate change, which we've all gotten used to, but in fact, it's become something of a bromide, and I'd like to go into the history of that really quickly. Climate change wasn't always the phrase that covered what was going on with the Earth. It was global warming until the middle of the aughts, and the aughts were the decade of George W. Bush. We got the phrase climate change from a Republican consultant named Frank Luntz. This was a focus group tested phrase that replaced the phrase global warming. And a memo from Frank Luntz was leaked in 2003. It conceded that the Republican Party, quote, has lost the environmental communications battle, unquote. It urged Republicans to encourage the public in the view that there was no scientific consensus on the dangers of greenhouse gases. Quote, the science debate is closing against us, but not yet closed. There is still a window of opportunity to challenge the science, Mr. Luntz wrote in the memo. It was obtained by the Environmental Working Group, a Washington-based campaigning organization. At the same time, Frank Luntz had focus tested a new phrase for global warming, which was climate change. Climate change is relatively innocuous compared to the phrase global warming, and it was the phrase that all Republicans running for office from 2003 on have used. And it's ambiguous because you can say the climate's always changing, and that's somewhat true. Where we run into problems with a changing climate is that it has never changed as rapidly as it has since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. We are now at 400 parts per million of carbon. We are now looking at megastorms and a number of other things. And what I wanted to do tonight on my show is I wanted to have someone on from one of the many government agencies that prepared this report in the first place. And the reason I wanted them on is I wanted to ask the question, and if you've been a faithful listener to the work that I've done, you would know that the important question is, are we talking about perhaps extinction of life forms? Because if, in fact, we are on a razor blade level, if we are on the knife's edge, if you will, where climate change becomes runaway climate change, where we go not to 3 degrees centigrade, but even 6 to 10, which is something that's called a likelihood under the work of scientists like Paul Beckwith, and even the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the UN organization that prepared its fifth assessment a year and a half ago, which states that absent some way to mediate carbon in the atmosphere, we were going to be in runaway climate change. They saw no future for life here, although they were talking about the limit at 2100 AD, whereas people predicting rapid climate collapse, people like Dr. Guy McPherson and also Natalia Shakova of the International Arctic Research Center, the folks at the Arctic Methane Emergency Group, who are looking at the possibility of the clathrate gun firing, which means it would release gigatons of methane into the atmosphere, which is 100 times as powerful a greenhouse gas as carbon dioxide. So that was the conversation I was going to have, and then I realized after no one even was polite enough to return my email that that's not a conversation the people at NASA feel comfortable in having, because after the so-called ClimateGate email debacle, where climate scientists were accused of manipulating the data, NASA's scientists, and in fact most climate scientists, are very shy about talking about these things. So I don't know quite how to go about this, but we're going to try to see if we can piece some ideas together. And if you are somebody who, like me, is already concerned about the collapse of the climate as making the Earth a habitable place for human beings, this is not, you know, this is not inside baseball. This is about the survival of our species. So with that in mind, we're going to take another musical break so that I can see if any of my friends are actually going to make themselves available tonight. And in the meantime, there's something to listen to. This is the Mountain Goats. This year, it is from their album, The Sunset Tree. Enjoy. I'll be back in a few minutes.
To the engine roar.
We're back. So in closing up, I wanted to say this. As I said, we have a whole spate of articles from based on government sources that say we're at 400 parts per million of carbon. That seems to be a baked-in number. There doesn't seem to be any debate in this. And yet I can't get anybody who is responsible for the government to talk to me about it. And more to the point, when these articles are appearing, we're not hearing the E word. In other words, if we're being told that we have rising sea levels, if we're being told that we have 400 parts per million of carbon and there's no CO2 and there's no way to get rid of it, then isn't the word not global warming? Isn't the phrase not climate change, but isn't the phrase near-term extinction? We're looking at wet bulb temperatures of 3 degrees C higher. We don't have habitat. So next week, what I'm going to try to do is, once again, coax someone from any of these organizations to talk to me. I'm easy. If you don't know this, I'm going to be going away soon. My show has not been picked up again, and so this is my last season here at WBCR. It's been great. I've loved working at Sex and Politics. I've loved working at Brooklyn Culture Jam. So we still have a few shows to soldier on through, and I thank you for listening. Have a great week. You're listening to WBCR at Brooklyn College. Thank you for joining us.